Okay, so we're going to go to what we've got here. I think you were gasping. See how pretty that is? So, all right, so you gave me the coding for just this past week. All right, and yours is everything together, right? All the weeks you compiled? Let's take a look. Or is it, yours is also week five? Okay, all right. So, I didn't communicate, obviously, since you both interpret it the same way, obviously I didn't communicate very clearly. Because this is our last coding, there's no need for us to break up into teams to talk about the coding for this week, because we're not trying to improve for next week, because there is no next week for this particular highlighting relevant text. So what I had wanted was a combined document with all the weeks relevant text in it.
I could not.
Well, we can use the time to talk about next steps. Also, I wanted to hear about an update on the abstract. Okay, 51. Mm-hmm. So you guys have highlighted relevant text on 51 5 to 7 year old children. It's very impressive. Let's see. It's a book chapter I'm working on. Uh, 49% male. Mm-hmm. 2009, August. That's it? Wow. Those are easy. Yes. Do you have that?
No.
Mean age 5.92. Standard deviation 0.69. Thank you. Actually, what if I emailed this to you? This document? That might help. I thought about doing that, but then I thought, you know, you only have 500 words. But maybe it would be helpful. So, pay particular attention to page 8. And I'll just make a note.
The source of the
start. Yes. Yes, that's going to be a little bit later. There, page 10, attachment story completion task. It's Inga Bretherton's instrument. So I made a note of that. All right. Okay. So let's talk about how we want to proceed from here. So you'll get me that within the next couple of days or so, because I want to read that over and send it to everybody, just so everybody has a copy of it. And anybody who has a comment or something they want to contribute to it, please feel free. We'll just and respond, reply to all, and we'll do it that way. But I'll make a final revision to it. No, I know this. Actually, that because those were APA posters. This is a NISPA poster, so it's a different venue. That was what? No, you can use 500 words if you want. NISPA is a little bit more relaxed about the word limits. So if you, but you don't have to go to 500 if you don't want to. It's up to you. So, but make sure you have everybody's name listed. All right. And Valita and me, I'm the last name on it. I'm doing the least amount of work. No coding. Okay, so I'll send this to you, Michelle. And so the next step in Auerbach and Silverstein will be discussed by Eric. Eric, would you like to talk a little bit about the next step?
Next step, we gotta come up with things.
Close. Repeating ideas. We just did that.
Repeating ideas.
Okay. This is a methodology that's very near and dear to Eric's heart. So he.
Recycling that material.
So what we're going to do is we have to take the relevant text and place them into groups of repeating ideas. So you take a piece of relevant text and then you put it into a category that is distinguishable from all the other categories. So for example, if we look at 09110221, Aaron, C walks daddy doll over to Knock-A-Doll and picks up the Knock-A-Doll. C moves the Knock-A-Doll and the daddy doll around in one area. Okay, and what do they do at the hospital? So what idea is being communicated there? What's the idea? What's that? Yes. Michelle has incredible eyesight. That's the. Oh. Okay. Is that better? You want it bigger? Oh. Is that better? Okay, thanks. So, yes. So now I've lost where it was. There we are. Wait, that's not it. Was it further down? That doesn't help, does it? Leave it like that. So father helps child. Oh, I can't win tonight. So dad helps child go to hospital, right? So that's an idea. So you write that idea, dad takes child to hospital. And then you pick out all the relevant text that goes with that particular idea. We don't know yet. So what I would suggest is that we make a heading like Father Helps Child with going to the hospital or with an injury or something like that. And then we pick out all the relevant text that would fall under that category. And then we'll take a look at all of the repeating ideas and see whether if there might be a further division that we could then use or do under that heading of Father Takes Child. There might be further subdivisions. That's what Auerbach and Silverstein talk about. Anyway, you look at the repeating ideas, and if you see that the category is too broad, then you can divide it up into subcategories like that. Does that make sense? Melissa?
When you want to start out making the category a little more broad and then possibly narrowing it, so instead of like dad takes the child to the hospital, maybe, father cares for the child, like if there's an injury or something, instead of specifically saying goes to the
Yeah, that makes sense. So father helps child with an injury, right? So then we would go through the entire list of relevant text and pick out relevant text that falls under that category.
And then eventually we might split it up into
right.
Physically caring or
exactly. Or if there's some gender differences, we might split it up that way. How does that sound? Now, how do we want to do this so that we can save time and be efficient with our resources? We've got 8 people, and if we were to do this in the team meetings, it would take hours, I would think. And why would 8 of us, 9 of us, including me, 10 including Asan, take care of the, and Tina, don't forget Tina, go through all of the relevant texts that we've highlighted and do this together. We'd be here for hours and hours and hours. So I'm wondering whether there might be an efficient way of going about this part of the task in our 2 groups. Now, Brianna and Melissa have been on qualitative teams before.
Okay.
But you have not?
Deb.
Oh, it was you and Deb. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking you have seniority. So, and I know Eric has never been on a qualitative team. So.
So.
I don't know. Someone has to come up for the ranks.
Yeah.
Any grumblers? Anybody?
You're more potent than in my life.
That's true. It's very sad.
I have a question that preempts a lot of what we're talking about.
Preempts, please.
As far
Where's
as
the value of qualitative research? Is that it?
Week one. As far as the stuff we did in the first week, we all were doing the same
Yes, point. Correct.
How are we... I only have mine at that point, and I guess everyone probably only has their own, so how are we organizing?
Everything that we did that first week is just going to go into the general fund of relevant text.
In order to compress it into, because for next week it has to be then compressed into, so there's no, so that my 3 coders... Only one time something comes up, it comes up. And I have it set up in weeks 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Right.
But I don't have that in week 1.
Okay, I do.
I have no one else's stuff.
Let me pull that up. I don't know where I have this. I'll have to find it. This isn't. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think what I will do is I'll send out the document that I made the first week.
Yeah.
And then the team leaders can just pull their people's relevant text off the...
Yeah, but we're still going to have overlap then, because I'm going to have... Michelle's going to have this... My team covered different material than their team, whereas in week one, we all covered the same material.
Right, right. Wait, let me think.
So one person would have to do the whole thing.
Or we just... We divide up the... we divide up who... You take a certain number of people, and Michelle take another group of people.
No, but the group of people is not the issue. Because if the group of people is the issue, then I have one document, and she has one document. It still is... I have half the people, she has half the people, but we're still covering the same material, so at some point our document's going to have to be amalgamated to them.
Well, let's say... So,
it'd be more like split up the stories.
Split up the stories.
Because if we do it the way you're suggesting right now, then Michelle and I are both covering the same material. If we were the ones to break that down, then my material, I have for a story, let's say, it's not correct, but 0625033, that's just what I have in front of me. Then I would have half the people's version of that, and she would have half the people's version of that. So we each have a version of that, but we need just one version.
Why don't you take the version of the people who are on your team, and she takes the version of the people on her team?
But that's
team.
Exactly what I'm saying. It doesn't work.
It's
still the same child, so we have two different sections for the same child. Everything else is just my team.
Okay, so there were three... I think we only did it on three kids.
Yeah.
So why doesn't one team take one kid, you take a kid,
mm-hmm.
and then with the third kid, maybe one of you takes three stories and the other takes two stories?
We took an extra last week.
Ah! Oh, burn!
Good call.
So you would take one extra story.
Yeah,
would that work?
It's just going to have to be very well spelled out in the email to get some out of who's getting what. That's two.
Yeah. Well, there are three ID numbers. You take one. Michelle would take another. And then for
okay.
the third one, one of you takes the first three stories, and the other, I guess it would be you, Eric, because of Aaron's point. And then Michelle would take the final two stories. How's
okay.
that? Does that sound...
Yeah.
So it's really one extra story you'd
yeah,
be doing.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's no problem. It just, that's the way it needs to work. So
yeah. No, I hear you. So then what we need by, let's say, Monday night would be comprehensive lists of relevant text for your two teams.
Okay.
Including the week one.
Okay.
Does that sound reasonable? Listen.
So two things. All you're asking then is for all of the relevant text in one document?
Well, two documents, really.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing is, when I did this over the summer, the way we did the repeating ideas was everybody did it on the same documents. Like, everything was put into one document, and everybody collaborated on all the repeating the relevant text.
No, I know that's how our Bottom and Silverstein describe it, and in the one experience I had in doing this kind of coding, it was just Valita and me,
mm-hmm.
and it's so much easier when you've got just two people. I mean, it's more work in a sense,
yeah.
but in another sense, it's easier because there are fewer people. We have eight people involved in this, and I'm wondering whether it makes sense to work in teams in the repeating ideas.
And put it all together.
Yes, I'm wondering.
I just didn't know that.
Now, somewhere in Auerbach and Silverstein, I remember reading that you can do this. You just have to figure out then how to combine
right.
the repeating ideas, or maybe if a team has a new repeating idea, adding that to the list of repeating ideas with all the relevant text that goes along with it. It is possible to do it, but I think it is tricky.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
It would save time in the beginning, but in the end, it
Well, what's the alternative? To sit here for hours and just doing it all together?
Well, no, we can still do it individually at home or on our own, but all the repeating ideas, all the relevant texts would just be one document. We'd all be working on the same relevant text, and we would just come up with our repeating ideas on our own at home and come back every Wednesday like we do and go over what we have now. But it would still make the whole process longer, twice as long.
Yeah, and that's what I'm worried about, because, you know, I do kind of want to finish this by the end of the semester. I don't know that people would be interested in carrying this project beyond the end of the semester, right?
Uh-huh. That's compelling.
Now I'll tell you, I do have one experience of having worked on a coding team that did go into the summer, and people were very gracious with her time. Brianna can talk about that because she was on the team. Oh, and Melissa too. I keep forgetting you because you were actually not a student at the time. She wasn't even a student. She was Rose. She was a rookie. And she was involved in that. And that team worked into the summer. And they weren't getting paid by that point. You know, the research assistantship had obviously run out, and they were still generating the hours for Chris and Giacomo's dissertation. But, you know, I like, that was a very unusual set of circumstances, but I would like to avoid that. I don't think it's fair to the students to make them work beyond you get a letter of recommendation out of it, but everybody else is actually getting paid through tuition remission, except for Deb, who's doing this out of the kindness of her heart. So... Oh, that's right, and Michelle too, right. Absolutely. So you guys are already,
pizza.
Huh?
Extra pizza.
Extra pizza for them, absolutely. They get two slices. So I would prefer to not have to carry this into the summer. So I hear what you're saying, Melissa, but I would like this to end gracefully in a month's time. But to do that, we have to go through the repeating ideas, then there's the themes, and then there's the theoretical constructs.
I wonder if Dr. Canacola has any insight, because she, I know, worked on quite a few dissertations on if she's ever split it up and combined at the end. Might be something.
You want to ask her? All right. In the time being, though, maybe you guys can work on getting the relevant text documents together, and I will send you my week one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when we get back together next week, we were waylaid last week because of the Jewish holiday, so now we're even one step further removed from the goal. You know, we'll start working on relevant text, repeating ideas maybe in the team meeting. We can start working on it, or you guys can work on it maybe prior to the team meeting next week. Maybe I can describe the process, and then you'll have a better idea of what to do for next week. Now, you know, Sylvia, I remember Sylvia came and she talked about this, but I can talk about it again. You know, you just go down through the relevant text, and you take your first relevant text, and that becomes your first repeating idea. Then you go through the entire, Rose, you haven't heard any of this before because you weren't here for Sylvia's presentation. She was
I was here.
Oh, you were here. Okay, so you have some exposure.
The presentation also.
Yes, you guys have the presentation. You also have a bootleg copy of Auerbach and Silverstein, which I know Eric has completely red, cover to cover.
You should make sure you say that again when Brianna gets back.
Okay. There she is.
Yeah. Quiet.
Now, I just want to say that, you know, Sylvia Fiamenghi came and she spoke, and I sent out the PowerPoint presentation so people can review that. But Tina also found a bootleg copy of Auerbach and Silverstein, which she sent out, right? And I was just making the comment that Eric has already read that cover to cover, and he wanted me to let you know that. Just every drop.
Dead horse.
Well, that horse died long ago.
Yeah.
So, No, Eric wanted to make sure that you had heard that. Yeah. So you've been exposed to this because you were there. I forgot that. But I'll just repeat the repeating ideas section of this, that you take the first relevant text, that becomes your first relevant text for the first repeating idea, right? Then you look for all relevant text that would fall under that same category, the repeating idea. You go through the entire document, and you have your list of relevant text for that repeating idea. Then you go to the very next relevant text that wasn't already covered in your first repeating idea list, take that relevant text, and that becomes your second repeating idea. Then you go through the entire document of relevant text again, pulling out each relevant text that would fit under the category of your second repeating idea. After you've done that, then you go through the main document again, go to the next relevant text that has not yet been used in your first two repeating ideas categories, take that relevant text, that becomes your third repeating idea. Then you go down through the entire document again, and so forth and so on, until you've actually used up all relevant text. Now, there might be some relevant text that just doesn't seem to fit anywhere. It's the only relevant text, and it doesn't have a companion. That's called orphan text. And you should make a list of, you know, miscellaneous orphan texts, and that becomes a list in and of itself, and we might use those relevant text phrases at some other time. We'll leave that aside for the moment, but put that in a separate list. Aaron?
That's what the format of this is. You have a separate Word document for each.
Exactly. You have simultaneously open on your laptop several different documents. And you can use highlighting. I like the way Michelle does that. You know, some are green, some are yellow, some are blue. So, you'd have simultaneously open. You just copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste. Does that make sense?
Can we decide some sort of arbitrary global heading, too?
Correct. Now, what Auerbach and Silverstein strongly suggest is that you take a, you don't have to, but they recommend that you take a phrase from one of the relevant texts in your repeating ideas category. It seems to be a pithy way of summarizing the gestalt of that, of those relevant texts in the that category. And that becomes the title of your repeating idea. So we can kind of play around with that. So I guess what we can do is I will get this week one to Michelle and Eric within the next couple of days. And then by Monday night, 10 p.m., you get the entire documents for your team and your team to everybody by Monday night.
Okay.
Is that, and then people have time on Tuesday to go through? Yes? You think that's too much? Okay. Eric and Michelle, would you be able to get it to everybody by Friday night?
Well,
Last week's fucking.
Right under the bus.
Set up to do. Last week's fucking. Everyone's going to contribute on that. I don't know if that's still okay with people. Or
what?
In combining, like we each take a week.
Oh.
But that was the last we had spoken about it, which could certainly expedite the process. But.
Oh, that's true. We did mention that, didn't we? Yeah. So people interested in it, you all have to get what you're doing to. Okay. All right.
So
people understand what we're doing?
And then we send it back to
Eric and Michelle.
When?
By Friday night. I don't know what your schedules are like. Tonight's Friday, Wednesday night.
I can turn around and get back to people on Saturday morning. Friday night, it's
not
going to receive it.
Is that enough time for you, Melissa, to work on the repeating ideas?
Yeah.
So, Michelle, you're okay with Saturday morning?
Yeah.
All right. So then, you and Eric will send out your final documents to the entire group Saturday morning, and that gives everybody Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, 4.5 days to work on relevant text. It gets easier after this point. Oh, okay. So you two are going to be sending out tonight or soon thereafter all the relevant text from all the weeks, right? And you guys have to assign to each of your group, who's going to combine which weeks.
And then have the documents done by Saturday morning. And
exactly.
Have the beginning and the end by
Wednesday night. Usually I like things by Tuesday night, but we're kind of crunched for time, so how about by the time of this meeting? Okay. I should have the repeating ideas for your two teams. And then we'll spend the meeting time actually going over the two sets of repeating ideas and see where there are commonalities and discrepancies. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really. This is sounding really stupid. Can you just tell me how to do what you're asking to be done for Saturday?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little confused.
Okay, so for example, let's pull up Michelle. So, each one of these ID numbers has four people involved. Okay. And how did we... Oh, right, three people, I'm sorry.
Okay, I think we're going to drive one number.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
When they overlap, you're just...
Exactly, exactly. Right, because if you look here, like, Aaron, Seawalks Daddy Doll over to Nakadol, and then you see here Marina had the same thing, Seawalks Daddy Doll over to Nakadol. We're not going to copy those two together. So the task of the team between, let's say, tonight and Saturday morning is to, or Friday night, I guess. When do you guys want your, what's the deadline for you guys to get your teams? And then you'll just turn right around on Saturday morning? Yeah. Saturday night?
My hope looks
chips. Melissa wants the entire weekend, though, to work on this.
I work on the weekend, so we should try to get it done first thing. But, I mean, I understand if it can't be done. That's fine. Are we doing the entire repeating ideas for the whole document? I mean, as long as I can have it by Saturday night, we have Sunday morning to work on it.
I mean, that's fine. I just need a second to copy paste it. So
no, I hear you. Well, is there, if you guys can send out all the weeks tonight, okay, and then your team can send back their redacted versions by tomorrow night, that's Thursday night? Yes, no? You have a very worried look on your face, Maria.
Yeah, we have a big thing due.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to figure out how this is all going to work.
Okay. By Friday morning? So if your team can pull this off by Friday morning, send it back to your team captains, and then the captains have all day Friday to pull the documents together and send them out Friday night?
Yeah, I work on Friday as well, Friday night, and I'll know if I'm
not. Okay. All right, but then Friday night you can, where you work? So you're gonna have the wherewithal to Alright. So you're okay with Saturday morning? You can
if it, I can get it back out. It's just if you get it to me late Friday, it's not gonna come back out
until
Saturday morning. Okay. I prefer to have it so I can do it first so I can send it out first thing.
Right. Okay.
The final amount of donations is very quick.
So, by late Friday night, everybody should have them back to their team captains?
And then we're individually going through the whole thing?
What, the team captains?
No, afterwards.
Doing all the rest of my attention?
Yeah.
Like, all four of us, are, like, on each team, are doing, looking at ideas for the whole thing.
Okay. So we each then will have, we'll all have our own repeating ideas that we'll have to combine.
Well, then I guess we'll be just coming in with those repeating ideas individually.
Well, with the relevant text supporting them.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, that's the list. We come in with that. We're not going to send that back to our captain again.
Oh, no. Okay. No, right. What if we take the captains out of that part of it, so just the three team members do the repeating ideas exercise, but then you send them back to the captains, and the captains then do similar to what you did here, right? But you have Erin, let's say, and her repeating ideas in relevant text. Then you have Marina, her repeating ideas, and you're just copying and pasting, essentially, into a new document. You're just reorganizing the information.
So we would have a new document for every repeating idea, or would it all be in one document?
Initially, when you're doing it, you have each repeating idea in a new document.
Then the captain would be doing the exact same thing again. Essentially, it would just be repeating ideas, creating one document.
Yes.
It would have repeating ideas.
Correct.
What do you mean?
Well, but we don't know if they're going to be repeating, though. They might be. They might not be. What?
I'm just wondering if that's an extra step that's necessary, because isn't that almost going to the themes step, where, like, you're taking all of our repeating ideas and putting them into, I don't know, I feel like that's, like, an extra step somehow.
Well, the alternative is for eight people to send me documents, and then how do we work with eight different documents?
What do you mean, say we each individual came up with repeating ideas. One of them was that the father helps when the child hurts, and we have our text that supports.
Yep.
Instead of Eric creating a document with all those entries, wouldn't it be easier to just have the repeating idea and not all the relevant text?
Okay, here's what I foresee is the problem with that idea, that repeating idea, is that. So Eric's idea was, father helps child with injuries. And, Deb's idea is mother helps child with injuries. Well, there's a big discrepancy there. So how do we resolve that? We have to look at the text that each person is using to support that repeating idea to determine, okay, what makes sense here, what doesn't make sense here. You know, the relevant text is really your evidence. The repeating ideas, the titles, those are conclusions that we're drawing. They're inferences that we're making. We're making inferences, but what are we basing our inferences on? We're making the inferences based on the relevant text. So if there are discrepancies among repeating ideas in the group, how do we make determinations about what's a genuine repeating idea? We have to look at the relevant text to make that determination. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because someone might be interpreting the relevant text that they pulled for their repeating idea. They might be interpreting those that text differently than another person might. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I guess in the example you just gave, which we don't know if that's going to follow up or not, it might even turn out that global parents help.
Right. Right. So then we'd have to combine
parents.
And so it becomes less gender related and more generational related issue that we're uncovering with the data. So that's why I'm arguing in favor of the captain's.
But we're not going to do that yet, right?
Do what?
If one says the mother helps with the hurt knee and one says the father helps with the hurt knee, both of those are themes for now. They're not themes, both
repeating ideas.
Repeating ideas for now. Yes, and that may get amalgamated, but we could also see if only like one. If only like two or three people say like mother helps versus 20 say father helps, then it could, you know, the comparison, it wouldn't necessarily need to be taken into generational. You could say, well, most people.
Right. The parents, regardless of gender, are helpful with their kids in Uganda.
No, but I'm saying if it's heavily father, like if it's 9-1 in favor of the father, that's still...
Yeah, then when you write this up in your theoretical narrative, which is the final step of this long process, you say some children perceived mothers as, you know, taking care of injuries sustained by children. But by and large, the father was seen as the person in charge of taking care of injuries. You know, here's where, you know, it's hypothesis generating. It's not hypothesis testing, so we're not going to be applying a statistical test.
If we're going to do it the way, though, with then only three and then I amalgamate again, maybe I'll just, I mean, I feel bad then because I'm not doing nearly as much work.
But you're the team captain.
But Deb and I were just going to say.
Oh, yeah.
I was on two coding teams, and I remember to generate the repeating ideas,
mm-hmm.
I remember both leaders gave us more than a few days. It's like more like 3 weeks, I think, to come up with.
It took a lot of time.
It took a lot of time, actually.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's.
All right, I'm willing to entertain that. Can I make a counter argument?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, counter argument is that whereas that you're talking about 17 2-hour interviews. Yes, no?
The live was a lot. I mean, it was a lot of information.
You know, this is 51 15-minute interviews, and we have 8 people. It's a lot less.
I guess where Eric was going, though, I think it's going to support the idea that this generating repeating ideas is going to take a while, so maybe if you had, if the captains aren't participating in that, if they just sent out all the information, it would be a lot less.
Yeah, I was thinking I will then, rather than saying, even though I already sent it out, disregard it, I'll do it as quickly as possible, which will likely be have it to you by Friday morning, because I don't think that's necessarily fair to have them do that, and I'm just amalgamating. Essentially, I'm doing 3 cut and pastes for the week versus them doing that, I can take it on. I'll just have to work a little faster.
Well, how does Michelle feel about that?
I think I'm just planning all the
so even
Saturday would.
Yeah. Well, Friday, see, that's the thing. It has to be done Thursday night because Friday I have an extra trip and then dinner plans and stuff. And it's just not. It won't happen on Friday, so it has to happen before then.
Do dinner plans involve all of us, or?
If you don't like to go, I'm sure. Make a phone call about a reservation.
So, how does that sound? Now, all right, so, I mean, you guys are right. I want to take your opinion into account here, the time that this takes. Today is April 3rd, okay? After this stage, we go to a theme stage. Then we go, and I think it, am I right? It gets easier after this point? There's a theme stage, and then there's a theoretical constructs stage. And then there's the narrative after that. So today's the 3rd. I'm willing to give you guys 2 weeks on this project instead of one. But let's think it through. So that would be, it would be due on the 17th. Then you get 1 week to do the themes. That'd be the 24th. And then 1 week to do theoretical constructs. That puts us at May 1st. How do people feel about that schedule? Do you want to go into May, May 1st? No, I know, but you know, you guys, look, I know you guys have finals week, you've got papers due, you've got all that stuff.
And the only thing I'm concerned about is doing a lot of PO stuff.
You're right. Now the PO would not be due, we wouldn't be handing out until May 8th.
Yeah, but you
no, you're right. I mean, it's up to you. Whatever you, I'm happy with either scenario.
I think you make a good point that it will be less, but we don't know how much less. So maybe it's something that, you know, by the end of the day, maybe it's a decision that can be made on the fly this week if you guys are finding it going quickly. And if you're saying, okay, this is no problem, like by Saturday night, send an email, I'll have it done this week, and, you know, maybe we can send one.
So you guys want to... You guys want to check in with your team captains?
And then I guess they'll check in.
Yeah, and then you guys tell me what the consensus is.
Yeah, so with the option that we can take another week, but if it seems doable without anyone, you know, killing themselves,
I think that's
this
the best
week.
Idea. Because we really don't know how long it's going to take.
Right. No, we don't. I can't predict that.
But
I will say, I just want to reiterate, without being a hard nose, you know, technically... the requirement for research assistantship is 6 hours a week, right? And I know you guys haven't been doing 6 hours a week. On the other hand, I want to be sensitive to you guys' schedules and the fact that we're heading into the home stretch here with finals and papers and all that stuff. So if you want to take 2 weeks, I'm okay with that, but that means that you'd be working up until May 1st. So that's the alternative. So just think about this. I really thought we were going to have last Wednesday, but that didn't work out. So now we're under a little bit of a crunch. So people okay with this? So you guys will be checking in with your captains. So tonight, Michelle and Eric will be sending out the weeks, and I'll be getting these to you tonight.
Well, you'll be sending us week one. We'll be,
yes.
We're not sending out the weeks because we're not doing that anymore. Or at least my team, I'm going to do all of the amalgamation to account for the fact that they're doing something that's...
Okay, and you're okay with that?
She doesn't have to. Listen, this is what I'm doing with my team. She doesn't have to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's fine. I just have a lot to get done.
Yeah.
I just feel guilty.
Apparently, Michelle has no guilt.
Well, it's also been made a lot easier because she did that.
I did not do that.
You did not do that.
Michelle's going to be done very quickly.
No, it's up to you, Michelle.
That's why I need to do that one.
You're okay? All right, because your teammates could help you out here.
No, it's okay. I can do it.
Feels like an episode of Celebrity Apprentice. Right? If you fail, it's the project manager. All right? Yeah, absolutely. Well, the last idea was great.
No, yeah. I was just thinking about that. Right, then maybe like a week done and send that out, and then I'll get another week done and send that out, the amalgamated, so they have it like on a rolling thing, so they can get started earlier. But
you're already going to do it tonight, you said,
yeah.
So.
Tonight, tomorrow night, mostly.
Yeah. I don't know yet. We're still talking about it. We haven't made any plans, but it is a thought in our heads.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still going to be available via Skype.
No, I know.
If that's the case.
Yeah.
Why, you heard that from somebody?
You told me last summer.
Oh, okay. All right.
So yeah. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. It's a thought.
If you'd be there, would you be there?
If I'm there, it'll be January to August.
And you missed the wedding.
When's the wedding?
April.
Who knows? I might work in a trip back home.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, and it's totally up to you, but this came up with interest, and because I've missed two CSU classes, this is on a Thursday, what your thoughts were on me going to this, and since I've missed two, I'm totally... It's a didactic that I found kind of interesting, but I would have to take off Thursday the 18th. It's on working with children in computer age.
Oh, like actually bringing
in some sort of... It's more about the technology contributes to issues.
Can you... Far be it from me to prevent somebody from learning something other than what I'm teaching you.
Yeah.
But can you find out whether it's going to be audio recorded or video recorded?
I can ask that on Friday. Yeah.
If the answer is no, fine.
Yeah.
If they are, then you can get a copy of it and listen to it at your leisure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I know Shani is interested too, but also felt like she missed some time, so I don't know if she was going to talk to you about it.
She hasn't.
What's that?
Yeah.
Some interesting people up here.
Thank you guys. Did you want to talk to me? No, you just came to grace us with your presence? Well, thanks for coming. Everything's going okay with the data entry? Any questions coming up? No? All right. Thanks for coming.
Are we meeting at your office?
Yes, we can do that. It's open from there. You can just wait for me. I just need to...
In the other room.
Okay.
Together on the
E-Dat. All right.